Thank you, Jesus. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Glory to God. 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord, the power of his might, not your own. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the trickeries or the wiles of the devil. How many of the devils still tricking people? For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We do not wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. See, more marriages need to understand that they're not fighting one another. More people need to understand who are living together that they're not fighting one another. When there's an escalation of anger, frustration, demon in the house. Everyone say demon in the house. And it's not the people you're living with. It's a demon in the house. That's when people need to get together, pray, cast them out. Hello. That's how you protect your house. That's how you protect your temple. Amen. If you're struggling with something, demon in the house. Hello. When we do counseling with marriage, the first thing we ask them, are you protecting your spouse? Are you protecting your spouse? How are you protecting your spouse? Not allowing a demon to attach to your spouse. So if your wife keeps telling you, why do you keep leaving your clothes all over here and this and that and whatever and the towels? You know what you need to do? Pick them up. Why? Because you're protecting your wife. If your husband, does everybody get that? You're to be protecting your spouses and your roommates and your friends from influence of demons. By what? By what you do. Hello. Everything that we go through is self-inflicted. Because there's a law. It's a law from God. What you sow is what you reap. It's that simple. People have been sown in the flesh so much that their banks are overflowing. It's corruptible banks. Now they got to sow in the spirit to empty that bank so they can get restored and reset. So the more you sow in the spirit, that's praise and worship, speaking God's word, and it's not about giving money, but that helps. But again, the more you sow in the spirit, the more you are obedient to the spirit of God, the more you sow in the spirit, the more you reap life. And what happens is there's an exchange of corruption for righteous. Our discipleship ministry, when people come in, we reap for them. People don't understand it, but we do the reaping for them. They come up with no money, no this, no that, whatever, no clothes, no shoes sometimes, no brain, hello, no teeth, right? Whatever it is. So we got to reap for them. And again, that's what God's called us to do. But then there's times when people come back multiple times, and that's okay, but it's got to be obedient to God. Because then there are times when people come back, and the Lord says, I don't want you to do the reaping no more. Jesus did all reaping for me and you, didn't he? That's what he paid the price on. Amen. So what's God doing right now? Right now he's trying to get us out of the world's system, out of the world's understanding, out of the world's influence, so that the only influence you and I have is from him. Only from him. Does everybody understand? So what's he saying? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, not the power of your own might. Put on the whole armor of God that you can stand against the wiles and trickeries of the devil, the influence of the enemy. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Whoa! But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. That's what our fight's against. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to what? To withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. In other words, you will overcome. You'll stand. You'll be steadfast. You won't be able to be moved. Amen? In other words, there's something vitally important. We must maintain a position of awareness. Say it with me. A position of what? Awareness. See, there are those who maintain and those who advance. And there's been a lot of people in the position. Now, God calls us to specific positions. But you can't advance without maintaining. Does everybody understand? So there's a maintaining position that God has required us of. The first maintaining position is awareness. We must be able to discern, be aware. Be aware of what? What's going on? What's going on around you? What's influencing you? What's good? What's evil? What's righteousness? Unrighteousness? What's holy? What's unholy? Those things we must be aware with. What's God's will? What's not God's will? What's His voice? What's not His voice? Who to associate with and who not to associate with? What to agree with and what to disagree with? That's awareness. And 2 Chronicles 20, verse 13. Now all Judah with their little ones, their wives and their children stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Joel, the son of Manasseh, a Levite of the sons of Ashfar, in the midst of the assembly. Repeat that 20 times. And he said, listen, all of you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. So don't be afraid of the surrounding areas, all the attacks and everything else, because that's all they are, is demons on the wall. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear nor to be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. So the Lord was sending them out to attack. Amen? But he said, don't worry about it. I got it in control, man. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. What did they do? They worshiped him. Then the Levites, or the children of the Kohathites, and the children of the Korahites, and stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with the voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went before the army, and we're saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now, can you imagine a ship out in the ocean going before an aircraft carrier with a bunch of praise and worship people? They maybe need to, you know what I'm saying? This is what happens when all of these things happen. Watch this. Verse 22. Now, when they began to sing and praise the Lord did what? Set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were what? Defeated. How many of y'all need your enemy defeated? Praise God, worship him. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, They helped to what? Destroy. When they killed each other, didn't even know it. God brought confusion in the enemy's camp and said, kill each other. So when Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were there 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. What did they do? They positioned themselves. Does everybody get it? See, the enemy's always trying to get us out of position. Anxiousness, fear, anxiety, stress, worry, all of those things. God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Does everybody get it? Position yourselves and do what? Worship. So we must maintain a position. And in that position, the Bible says we're blessed every spiritual blessing seated in heavenly places. That's a position. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a what? A living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, wait a minute. A living hope. See, everything is associated with a living hope. If you don't have, that means activated hope, not a dead hope, not an if hope, not a hopeless hope. It's an activated hope. It's a hope that's constantly activated. Why? Because it's faith from the future. Amen? An activated hope. Hope. H-O-P-E. Heaven's open portal. Heaven's open portal entrance. Heaven's open portal entrance. Heaven's open portal entrance. Has everybody got it? Maintaining a living, active hope. That's how you can't. Listen, if you don't have a living, active hope, you can't get in position. Because if your hope is in something else besides him, you can't get in position. It's impossible. So, we talked about maintaining a position of awareness. Well, you won't be aware if you don't have a living, active hope. You won't be in position if you don't have a living, active hope. And that's what the enemy tries to do. Defer your hope. Amen? Oh, verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by what? Various trials. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls, maintaining a living, active hope. Remember, our hope is in him, nothing else. Your hope's not in attorneys. Your hope is not in your business. Your hope is not in anyone else or anything or any failure or any victory. Your hope must be activated into the Lord always. Hallelujah. Again, we must be alert, consistent by maintaining a position of awareness of all things by keeping hope active. But is not hope. The but ministry. But. But is a sister of doubt. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. What's it say? Examine yourselves as whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you're what? disqualified. What are you disqualified by? What? Not maintaining an active hope. Hello? But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Hallelujah. Examine. See if you're in a faith, if you're in a living hope from the future. Not in self, but Christ. Not in medications. Amen? Even though you're on medication, your hope's not in it. Does everybody get it? Everything I take, my hope's not in it. My hope is in Him that gave it to me. Hello? Abilities and knowledge. My hope is in Christ, nothing else. If you maintain hope in the Lord that's going to heal, who's going to heal you, then you're not maintaining hope in the medication. Hello? You thank God for the medication, but your hope is in the Lord. Who's going to heal you? Now, you may hope that the Lord uses the medication to heal you. Amen? But you must maintain an active hope. But again, if God's going to use a medication to heal you, your hope's still not in the medication. It's in the Lord, no matter what's going on in your life. Maintaining a living hope, alive, active, future from the faith from the future. Proverbs 3 and verse 1. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. What's trust mean? Hope. It's active hope. And lean not on your own understanding. And in all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He's going to direct your paths. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Those are called wise guys. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, don't despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as a father the son in whom he what? Delights. Trust, rest, wait in the Lord. Trust is activated hope. How do you activate? You keep telling Him, Lord, I trust You. My hope is in You. You keep it activated. When you come together and we have prayer groups, what's it doing? It's activating hope. We're resetting, restoring, and repositioning. Why? So that hope is consistently activated. Philippians chapter 4 in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord when I feel like it. Always. Again, I say what? Rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is what? At hand. Be anxious for everything. Be anxious for what? Nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. What are you doing? You're activating your hope, which is bringing faith. Does everybody get it? Everything must be activated. Why? Movement is life. In the spirit realm, everything is movement. Stagnation can be dangerous. When water gets stagnant for a long period of time, what happens to it? It gets contaminated. Amen. It gets polluted. Now, when we're waiting on the Lord, it doesn't mean you sit there and twiddle your thumbs. You're waiting like a waiter. You serve. So you're maintaining movement. Why? Movement is life. You're keeping your hope, your faith activated. You're maintaining a position of awareness, and you're maintaining a position where you can overcome. Amen? A position of overcoming. Focus. Focus. You know, when the Bible says meditate, it doesn't mean just sit there and let, you know, whatever. Meditate means focus. When you focus on the Lord, those who set their hearts to the face of Jesus will maintain what? Peace. Peace. And we need peace, joy, and right, especially at the times that's going on right now. Things are bonkers all over the place. Israel's being judged by God right now. All those that say they're Jews, but they're not of Jews, they're members of the synagogue of Satan. They're being exposed all over the world. And Israel will be one of the last nations judged by God before his wrath. There's still a few others. We still got China and Taiwan and all kinds of other places that have to be exposed. Why? Because of their corruption, their portals of corruption. But they're going to be exposed. Hallelujah. Think about this, what they're doing with Donald Trump. They won't let him go out. He's got to be in court every day or they're going to jail him, which is illegal and unconstitutional. Why? Biden goes out and makes an idiot of himself, so that's working good. Think about that. So he is a candidate for president. They will not allow him to go out and candidate. They said they'll put him in jail, all for false accusations. So they actually have him in prison one way or another. They won't even let him go to his son's graduation. And the world is awakening to this. It's like, what the snap? And nobody's going to get away with it. These judges that think they're doing something because they're probably paid off, they're going to be executed as treason, interfering with an election of a president. That's treason. These people have no idea when daddy breaks through what's going to happen and he puts his servant in president. How many things that a ripple effect is going to happen? Then a wealth of the wicked is going to come to the righteous. There's a transition right now we're going through. Everybody's going through it. What's it to? It's to a better thing. Amen? It's to a better thing. Things aren't going to get worse for me and you. It's going to get worse for those who are outside of the house of God. But for me and you, it's going to get a lot better. Proverbs 2, verse 1. Let's speak it. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so then you incline your ear to what? Wisdom. What's wisdom do? Tells you what to do. And apply your heart to understanding. Understanding tells you how to do it. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand the righteousness and justice and equity of every good path. When what? When wisdom enters your heart, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you and deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the path of uprightness and walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth, who forgets the covenant of her God, and her house leads down to death, and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain path of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness, for the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Whoa. Discernment is awareness. Discernment is what? Awareness. So it's a position of awareness that you and I must maintain. We must maintain a position of awareness. Are you aware that you're being deceived? Are you aware that you're being lied to? Are you aware that you're being used? You know, there's many demons out there. Jezebel, Ahab, Python, Leviathan, all kinds of demons and demonic forces that are using individuals to manipulate for their own agenda. Does everybody understand that? And come against the agenda of God. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 13. These things we also what? Speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but what the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That's keeping aware, isn't it? That's discerning. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually what? Discerned. See, when you live in a place of spiritual discernment, you're maintaining a position of awareness. And by doing that, you are keeping your faith, your hope, activated all the time. By what? By what you speak. By what you speak. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by nobody. Hello. Who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ who instructs us. Again, the natural part of man will not discern the things of the Spirit. Only the spiritual part of the man. Your newborn against creation. But if you're in the flesh, you ain't going to discern it. If you're in the flesh, you're not aware. Because when you're in the flesh, everything gets dead of the Spirit. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour. How many of y'all were knowing where we are in the last hours? Amen. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifested, that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. In other words, you are aware of all things through what? The anointing. If the anointing is activated in your life, what has to be activated first? Hope. Living hope. Faith from the future. That's what allows me and you to maintain a position of awareness. Amen. Living hope. Heaven's open portal entrance. You're connected. Everyone say, I'm connected. Glory to God. The anointing, you know all things, to bring into the reality. So what God is allowing you to do is to be aware of things so that you can bring things into the reality of God. But you must have a living hope and a position of awareness. A living hope and what? Position of awareness. Glory. Well, we know all things. That means past, present, and future. The Holy Spirit can tell you things that's getting ready to happen. He prepares you. Amen? Psalm 1. Psalm 1, not someone. In verse 1, please. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the what? Ungodly. So what about somebody who walks in the counsel of ungodly? They're cursed. That's why I try to people stay away from secular counselors. Why? Because they're ungodly. It's that simple. Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law, the word of the Lord. And in his law he what? Meditates, which means what? Focuses, day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of waters that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall what? Prosper. So be careful who you take counsel from. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall what? Shall perish. So listen. You will be able to discern, if you're maintaining a position, amen, of awareness, you're going to discern what kind of counsel it is, whether it's godly or ungodly. Now, there may be a Christian counselor that's giving you ungodly counsel. You should be able to discern those things. Amen? We hear about it all the time. Heck, we had a guy that he came here a while ago and told him that a Christian pastor said, you don't have to be married, I'll marry you, I'll just sign this paperwork and we'll, but they weren't, it wasn't a marriage license. They just agreed that they would be married in the eyes of God. And not only that, I think the woman was still not divorced yet or whatever. So like, and this is supposed to be a Christian pastor, counselor, whatever. And he's promoting that way of life. It's not right. He not position of awareness, not discerning of the Spirit. Come on, I've shared before. I've had people call me. I had a woman call me one day and said, please agree with me in prayer that her marriage be reconciled. I thought, well, that's a good request. But she didn't tell me until the end that her husband is married somebody else. I said, I can't agree with you on that. He's left you. It's over with. Unless something happens. Now, don't go out and kill his wife, you know, so you can be remarried. But that's wrong. You allowed the divorce. He's been gone for 2-3 years. He's remarried. And now you want him back, so you want me to touch and agree with you to pray that he come back to you? No, I won't agree. Granolas. There are nutty and fruity Christians. Hello. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as what? Dear children. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. What? Be aware. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. Can you expose them if you're not positioned in awareness? Can you expose them if you're not having living hope? No. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, For whoever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are what? They are evil. Man, we need to be in that position. We need to be aware. We need to be discerning. We need to maintain an active hope, living hope. We need to maintain an active faith. Amen. James chapter 1, and we'll close here. Now, again, the word says, be still and know that he's God. Amen. Well, you're activating your faith and you're activating hope because you're hoping in him. I was talking to an individual, and their expression to me was, you know, because they just got clean for, I don't know, a couple months. And they said, well, I need to be busy or I'll go out. I'm afraid I'm going to go out and use. I said, well, that's not freedom. Well, yeah, I'm freedom. No, that's not freedom. If you have to stay busy, hello, that's not living hope, is it? That's not activating hope, is it? That's not activating faith at all. If you have to stay busy to stay free, you're bound. You ain't free. That's how the world teaches. That's what the 12-step teaches. It teaches you demon management. But eventually, those demons are going to take over. Then you'll be in step 13. Hello? And that's destruction. James 1:21, let's speak it. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. He's in the flesh. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of freedom or liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. So you're cooperating with the Spirit, aren't you? If anyone among you thinks he's religious and doesn't bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows, to bring humus soil to the world in their trouble, and keep oneself unspotted from the world. Amen? That's what it's about. So one of the things we need to do, again, is maintain the living hope. Maintain awareness. Amen? Maintain God's presence. Maintain an active attitude of worship. An active attitude of gratefulness. Believe me, when your worst troubles, there's somebody in worse trouble than you. So don't focus on the trouble. Focus on him. Your hope is in him. Your life is in him. Jesus. Only Jesus. And he'll bring you through everything. Now, just because it doesn't work the way you want it to work, don't stop hoping. Don't stop praying. Don't stop thanking. And don't stop worship or praising. Amen. Continue. Why? Because then you will be alert. You'll be alert. You'll be ready. Amen. You'll be ready. Wait a minute. I want to close one more other place. No, that's okay. We're good. We're good. We're cool. Anybody got a question? Then ask your neighbor. Raise your hands to heaven. Father, we are honored and blessed. We thank you that we're not religious, but we're free, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And we thank you. We love you. So, Lord, let the planted word here today keep us activated in hope. Keep it living in everything we do. Our hope is in you, Papa. Our hope is in you. and nothing else. And knowing that you have control of everything and you'll make a way where there seems to be no way. And to you be the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.